This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday. I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend and that you managed to stay cool. I know that Nicole was, you probably had the hottest day, right? What was the temperature finally?
94, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I guess it could certainly be worse, but yeah. With no AC, that had to be tough. Yeah. You ever do the fan trick where you have the squirt spray bottle of water and you kind of miss the air and let it sort of settle down on you? And then
no, I don't even have a fan. I only have a ceiling fan.
Well, you live in Benicia and you don't even have a fan? Like,
no, I was looking into it. Yesterday.
Yeah, when's your birthday? I'll get you
a fan. Yeah, I'm getting you a fan.
It's in January, so I don't need it then.
Come on.
I was looking to buy a kiddie pool for myself.
Yeah, get yourself a kiddie pool. Yeah. Something. You need some, you know, I don't need you overheating out there. We need you.
Thank you.
Bryn, get ready to go into the studio. Our girl's going to overheat. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They have been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Look at them go. Golf clap.
Oh, that's not a golf clap.
That's
we're doing golf claps today.
Golf clap.
We're trying to take it easy.
Let me change it up. I had that queued up. Here you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, too loud? Too loud? Maybe it's softer.
Anyway, Fremont Bank, thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right, where to begin? First of all, we were just mentioning it. There's a heat wave, everybody, so don't be surprised.
Heat wave!
As the city hits 75 plus, elsewhere 90 plus. So just be ready for that. We're coming off of one of the more important and yet also, I don't know if weirder holidays is the way to explain it, but Memorial Day is a big one. It's the official kickoff to summer, but it's also the day that we remember the fallen soldiers who helped
their lives for us.
Exactly right. So, and it's weird to say Happy Memorial Day. I mean, I understand Happy Friday, but Happy Memorial Day is a weird, you know.
Because it's a day of commemoration at its heart, you know. It's the, you know, Happy Your Loss Day.
Right. Like, so it's a weird, it's different as holidays go. But I do want to say thank you to all of the families who've lost someone important to them as they fought for our freedom. Thank you. All right. Thank you for the, yes, golf clap. Good job, Bryn. When the lockdown started, this was a few months back, a woman in Houston decided to make 100 face masks to give away to people in her community. Then the neighbors started cutting fabric and have helped make 1,000 more. And she's made so many masks for the people in her area and even people who've offered her money. She just donates it to charity. But I thought it was interesting because, you know, this catching fire is probably not the right word. But the masks, as soon as people know you're making them, they're like, yeah, I'll take five.
Yeah. And it's, you know, It's endless. I was out there yesterday with a girlfriend, actually, who brought over a bunch. She had like some ideas for bandana ones, so she came out yesterday, and it was nice to have company out in the she shack.
Yeah,
I've been out there alone making masks. I try to make 10 a day just to sort of keep up with the demand, and because they wear out. You know, that's the thing. Once you have a mask, you don't like thereafter always have a mask. Like you. That one needs to go into the wash. There's a little wear and tear on those. So it's pretty constant. And
they're easy to lose, too, by the way.
They are, sure. You know, you set it down somewhere, you forget where you put it, or it slides under the seat in the car.
Exactly right. Anyway, there are a lot of people out there doing a lot of great things to help out during this time. I thought it was important to mention story. Also, thanks, Bryn. Great job. I wanted to mention this because it seems like we should already know this, and yet for some reason, we take the bait every time. If you're wondering who's posting all the controversial stuff about coronavirus on social media, the stuff that's getting you all, you know, it's bots. There's still a ton of that phony fake news stories going. A study found almost half of the accounts spreading messages about the pandemic are bots. They say according to researchers, they say it looks like it's part of the propaganda machine and it matches the Russian and Chinese playbooks. They don't have definitive proof, but their point is don't let these stories you see on Facebook get you all riled up unless you know where they're from.
Right.
Because otherwise, you're just falling for the nonsense.
All it takes is one person to forward it to the people that they forward things to, and then they forward it, and then so on and so on.
Right. I've heard of mashups with music. We've played a few good ones. I think there's an Aussie one that's pretty fun. What was that Aussie one? Is it Aussie and Alanis Morissette, or who is that?
Oh, damn it. It's not the Carly Rae Jepsen. That's a different mashup. It's Aussie.
Well, anyway. We've heard of mashups in music. Now you're going to get mashups in cereal as Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops will be packaged together. They're going to mix their cereals in a bag. And so, here it is.
Oh, there it is. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? I know what I was thinking of, the Nine Inch Nails, A Head Like a Hole, and Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's Vinny's favorite.
I love that one. Good.
Anyway, if you're into that, they'll be packaged together and you'll be able to see those in the market, or you know, your personal shopper will be able to pick that up for you next time they're in the market on your behalf.
Stop the rails.
While we're talking about food, Americans have been ordering a lot of takeout and delivery over the past few months, and we are into carbs, it turns out.
Yeah.
Pizza,
burgers, into us.
Gyros, gyros. How do you want to say that?
Euros, I think.
Euros.
I don't know.
I'm not into the meat on a spinning stick.
You know, you got to let go. You got to not watch them prepare it, Vinny, because, boy, they're delicious.
I just can't do it. Anyway, pad thai, tacos, crab rangoon, and wings all making the list, but that's it's a big deal. The food ordering right now is everybody's connection.
Yeah, well,
to the outside world.
Honestly, that's the only support restaurants are getting, or a lot of restaurants are getting right now. So it's not a bad thing to be ordering out. Just, you know, maybe order a salad with your carbs. We did Chinese food this weekend, and damn.
You did?
Yeah, big pile of noodles. And
do you have a good place near you?
We do. Tommy's Walk in Sausalito. Ding, ding, shame. Been going there ever since we first moved here. Just, you know, it's just solid. It's just exactly what you think it's going to be. It's not, you know, gourmet food or anything. It's just solid Chinese food, and you know it's going to be good. Ooh. Noodles.
I haven't found a good Chinese place near us, and I haven't found, frankly, a good Mexican place. And when I say
really,
I mean good, not any place. I mean a good place.
Right.
One that you're like,
that's my place.
Right. Haven't found it. I mean, I'll stop leaving the city and get a burrito at La Taquiera, but you know, I'm not here. There's nothing.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Stinks.
Because I know how you like your, you like a taco.
Well, yeah. Come on.
I am with you.
Normally, right around this time, we'd be doing the National Spelling Bee, and it would take over ESPN, and everyone would be practicing. Or
you always wind up seeing some of that, don't you, too? It's like you can't get away from it. And then you're sucked in because you're like, what the hell word is that?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen this year.
Can you use it in a sentence for me?
Has been canceled, but Google has put out its release of the words people look up most.
Okay.
You know, the ones where, how do you spell? Right now, it's quarantine.
Oh.
That's the number one word that people are looking up. And it's all over. Washington, Arizona, Colorado, Minnesota, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Pennsylvania, and New York all searched for how the hell do you spell quarantine. Second most popular word is canceled.
Oh,
apparently the controversy
one.
Is the two L's or the one L. And they say
it'll give it to you both ways.
Yeah, you can do
what
both.
What does it say?
You can do both.
Oh, that's just the rule. Yeah, I don't know what the... It's funny because I was writing canceled on something the other day, and I would always do it with one L, but I put it with two L's and it didn't autocorrect. And I went, huh.
Yeah, you can do both.
And I looked it up. I went, can you do both? That's so funny that canceled is the next one. Canceled, quarantine, all popular words these days.
They too special.
One L is preferred. I prefer one L. I don't know if I've ever seen it written with two, but it turns out... Because I was like, why isn't that auto-correcting? Because it's not wrong, apparently. Go ahead, Vin. What were you saying?
Just a couple other quick mentions. The word that people in Kansas have the most trouble spelling is cook.
Nuh-uh.
Kansas, everybody. Kansas needs to look up cook, as in C-O-O-K, cook.
You know what you mean, K-U-K?
And
cook.
The word that the word that people in Virginia looked up most is Virginia.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Very weird, right?
It is weird. Cook is maybe the weirdest one, but to look up your own state, you'd think you'd see that enough living there and everything.
Have you heard of something called spite porn?
Is it like an anger bone? Like you do somebody's best friend because they broke up with you?
No, apparently this is a new way to get back at someone who has not treated you well, an ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, whatever. This is where you hire... I don't believe this is... Okay, let me go back a step. I have heard that porn stars actually make their money sleeping with people. Like
outside of the porn industry.
Right. Their porn is... This is just what I've heard. I have no idea. I just have heard this. That porn pays, sure. But what really pays is boning regular people who think you're a superstar or want to see what particular skills you have in real life.
So that's what I've dudes heard. Who are gigolos, like who's hiring these people?
Well, in this case, you hire a porn star to make a sexy video for your ex, but then as the video is getting hot, the porn star suddenly starts yelling at your ex and telling them why they're such a horrible person.
Oh.
It seems so over the freaking top to be that consumed with hate that you would go to such lengths to get back at this person. But maybe they did you so wrong. I don't know. I don't know what would make you do this. But there's a dominatrix saying that she has started specializing in these videos. She charges $10 a minute to make a video where she really lets your ex have it.
Hmm.
She says she's
so you have to be sexy long enough for that person to get into it so that it's a real bummer when they start yelling at you and you continue to watch it. Because a lot of people, they don't need much. Doesn't take very long. And then also, as soon as the person starts yelling at me, I just assume they're not yelling at me because why would this porn star be yelling at me? Right. And then I go, well, this isn't sexy anymore. Click. And now all your money's wasted. Yeah.
I don't know. They're saying here
I'm really
that
glad
she's...
that I feel that I'll never be that person who hires. But
it's really
nice
too much.
The service is out there, Vinny. You know, something for everybody.
You know, I would really want to explain to people that you have given that person all the power if you find yourself this consumed with getting back at them.
Yeah, it turns out they win.
like get on down the road, and that's the best possible way.
Hard though, hard for people, you know, they feel they're so broken. There's actual pain in their chest.
You know? And I'll tell you something from experience. I haven't had a lot of relationships, but I've had a few serious relationships in my life, and there's something about someone who just gets on down the road that really, if you want to know what really gets under your skin, it's that person that never calls back. And you're like, the phone rings and you run for it. Hello.
I knew you were going to call. Oh, hi, Mom.
It's not them again. That's the revenge.
That is good revenge.
That's the way you get someone.
Even if you're home crying into your Häagen-Dazs, the fact that you're not calling puts you on top.
Oh, my God. It's 7:56. I'm out of time. I need to do my spider story. Okay.
Oh, just do it real quick.
Do I have time?
Sure, do it.
Okay. Three boys let a deadly black widow bite them so that they could turn into Spider-Man.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, boys.
How old are they? Boys are so dumb.
I know. Three brothers aged 8, 10, and 12. They've not named them because obviously they're little kids, but they found a black widow spider on, it looks like, their farm. They're from, where is this? In Bolivia. The three young brothers have been hospitalized after letting the venomous black widow spider bite them because they thought they'd turn into Spider-Man. The mother was reportedly collecting wood at the time, and the boys came up with this idea when they found the spider, and they thought, well, it'd be great to have, you know, Spider-Man.
Sure. I mean, we could spider-web Mom out of here, you know?
Superpowers.
Right. Who doesn't
anyway,
want to be Spider-Man?
They provoked the spider by poking it with a stick. Yeah, they're going to live, but they actually ended up being transferred to three different levels of hospital before they found the, I don't know, before they were cured, I guess is the right way to put it. So they're out, they're living out in what looks like farmland, and then they had to go to the closest place, then the next place, and then finally in the capital, they were able to find the help they needed. I don't know if that's called anti-venom or what, but
you'd think they'd stock that where, you know, out in the woodlands or the farmlands or wherever these kids were at. I see it, you know, boys, they just want to be Spider-Man.
Well, and also, and I think you find this out when you have kids who watch a movie with you, they believe that until you tell them that's not
right.
That's not real life. So
there should be a little disclaimer at the beginning of every kid's movie, you know. This is not real. Don't get your hopes up, kid. Screw you. You know, something like that. That'd
anyway, there's your story about the Black Widow spiders. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Journey after these. Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.